This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Donald Trump should immediately be removed from office or Congress may proceed to impeach him. On Thursday, Pelosi joined those calling on the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment to force Trump from office. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer made a similar remark in the U.S. Senate.
Chuck Schumer says the president incited an insurrection and should not hold office one day longer. He's calling for Vice President Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove the president. If they refuse, he says Congress should reconvene to impeach the president. In a video message, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger is calling for the 25th as well.
The president is unfit. And the president is unwell.
University of Virginia historian Barbara Perry says that's why the amendment exists.
That you have a president who is mentally or physically incapable.
But with just 13 days left in his term, Perry says she'd be surprised if the president's removed. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of the U.S. Capitol Police has defended his department's response to the storming of the Capitol, saying Thursday that officers acted valiantly when faced with thousands of individuals involved in violent, riotous actions. Washington's mayor called the police response a failure. Chief Stephen Sund, in his first public comment on the mayhem Wednesday, said in a statement that rioters actively attacked Capitol Police and other law enforcement officers with metal pipes, discharged chemical irritants, and took up other weapons against our officers. Sund said the siege was unlike any I have ever experienced in my 30 years in law enforcement here in Washington, D.C. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Several countries, both allies and antagonists of the United States, have issued travel warnings to their citizens. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
Australians are urged to avoid U.S. protests following what Prime Minister Scott Morrison describes as rather disturbing scenes in the U.S. Malcolm Turnbull, who was Australian Prime Minister when Trump came to office and was replaced by Morrison in 2018, was much stronger in his condemnation, describing Trump as a narcissistic bully who's only interested in his own power. Other friendly countries were similarly shocked at what they described as an attack on American democracy. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted, "Disgraceful scenes in U.S. Congress." I'm Zaria Shakili.
The World Health Organization is warning the European region is probably in the most acute phase of COVID-19 transmission, and drastic measures must be taken to control the spread of the pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO Regional Director for Europe, Hans Kluge, says the year ahead offers new opportunities and tools, such as vaccines, for controlling the pandemic. At the same time, he notes, new challenges posed by the virus itself are of great concern.
22 countries in the WHO European region have detected this new variant. This variant is of concern as it has increased transmissibility. So far, we understand there is no significant change to the disease this variant produces.
Kluge says the new viral strain spreads across all age groups and children do not appear to be at higher risk. Over time, he says, the variant may replace other lineages, as seen in Britain and Denmark. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Some former Hong Kong legislators and pro-democracy activists were released on bail late Thursday after being arrested under Hong Kong's national security law as part of Wednesday's mass arrests of 53 people. The activists were accused of taking part in an unofficial primary election last year that authorities say was part of a plan to paralyze the government and to subvert state power. The mass arrests were the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed the law last June to quell dissent in the semi-autonomous territory. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid fell slightly last week. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports claims for jobless benefits edged down to 787,000. But with jobless claims at such historically high levels, it's an indication employers continue to cut jobs amid tighter business restrictions and Americans' concerns about the surge in coronavirus cases.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.